Hello.
Hello Terry, this is Josh speaking. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Thank you for asking. Terry, unfortunately, one of the email went to spam folder which you sent on 31st, which asked me to call you. So I just saw that email and gave you a call right away. And I also got your updated email about the publishing. So we're all set for the publishing. I'll just have the ISBN number added to the book as well, since it's all approved. And by Friday, we're going to have the book published. So on Friday, I will be giving you a call for the one-time password that we would be needing to log into Amazon account. And once we proceed ahead with publishing it on Amazon, we would wait 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 business days, and then we're going to proceed ahead with having it published on other platforms as well that you may have signed up for.
Okay, now I already gave you a password. Are you going to use the password I gave
Yep,
you?
yep. Yep, absolutely. We're going to use the
Okay.
password and credentials that you gave. It's just that whenever you log into Amazon from a new IP address, it's going to send you a one-time password. So on Friday, once we're logging into the account, I'm going to give you a call as well to acquire that one-time password, and we'll have the book published for you.
Okay, now last time you said you could have published it the same day. Why is it now going to be 4 days?
The reason being, I'm going to be very honest, the reason being we have a lot of publishing queues already. So if even I expedite that, that's going to take 2 to 3 business days at max. That is why Friday is the safe zone. It could be before that as well. So I'll try my best that it gets done before that within the next 2 business days, but at max it's going to be Friday.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I've asked you before about a picture because every author that I see on Amazon has a picture, and you keep telling me you don't need a picture, but I don't understand that.
Yep, that's a
You don't need a
separate
picture of me?
author's account that needs to be created. So I will have a word with publisher again because the publisher stated that that is a whole new story. So I just need to have a word with him on clarity if that is something that we can do from our end to have your account created. I'll take care of that. And also regarding your promoted publishing that you mentioned, can you let me know what would be a good time for me to have the senior strategist give you a call and explain you in detail regarding the promoted publishing and also if you're looking forward to any marketing for the product, for the book?
Okay, so this is part of the issue. I'm leaving to go camping today, and I won't be back till Thursday. That's why I asked that they just put it in an email to me because I can access my emails, but I'm not sure how well my phone is going to work when I'm camping. But so I don't understand why I can't just get. I mean, when I talked to Steve, however long ago it was, when he was going to get back to me right away, which obviously he did not. He said he would send me an email. All I want to know is just a quick little outline of what that means in an email. Is that
Sure,
okay to
sure,
ask
sure.
for?
Sure for absolutely.
Okay,
I
so
am
I
going
don't
to
care whether
mention
you write the email.
sure.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to send that email by
So I
myself. I'm
just.
going to explain the details.
Okay, that would be great. And then, so when you create the account for me, it'll be an account that I can access that becomes my account, right?
Yep, absolutely. That would be your own Amazon account, the credentials that you gave. It's just the author space that is created.
Okay, so then I'll be able to go in and add whatever I want to it once you guys get the book up on the
Yep,
platform.
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And
And then how long from now before you send me, excuse me, oh, I asked you one more question about the book. The inside pages are not, they're not glossy. Is that just standard? You just don't do glossy pages on the inside of the book?
Nope, we don't do inside pages as glossy. It can only be the cover that can be glossy.
Okay, then that's an Amazon rule.
Yep, absolutely.
100% for sure.
Yep, that is something that Amazon can cater, and it depends on the book as well. I will have this checked as well, so I have noted down 2 things that I will additionally provide information from my end. One would be on the promoted publishing, and the other that I need to ask my publisher directly is regarding the printing pages. If anyone orders from Amazon, is it possible to have the glossy interior pages taken care of? So before the day end today, I'm going to give you an answer on both of these details. I've noted down on my end as well.
Okay, and now one more question, since I'm talking to you. When will you send me my 50 free copies?
Okay, as soon as we
Super.
have the publishing done, we'll have the copies processed from our end as well. So the reason for being Okay, I'll explain you the whole process as well. Once we publish the book on Amazon, Amazon at times sends us sort of reviews. So we would need 3 to 4 business days to wait if Amazon sends any reviews in terms of the margins or anything like that. If everything is good to go, we're going to process the copies from our end. And after that, we're going to have the book published on Barnes & Noble as well. And one more thing, Barnes & Noble has a bit of different setup. So in order to have the account set up on Barnes & Noble, I would send you another form, which is the W-9 form, the tax form, which Barnes & Noble now requires for royalty purposes. So meanwhile, we'll have the book published on Amazon. And while you fill out the other details, we're going to need 4 to 5 business days, and we're going to have the account created for Barnes & Noble as well and proceed ahead with the publishing world there.
Okay, and then the other 9 platforms after that?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure you're following up with your end of the deal. Okay, so I will hear back from you on a couple things, and then probably Friday it'll be published. You'll let me know when that happens so I can check it out myself.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to send you an email as well on Thursday informing you by what time can you expect a call from me so that you have an idea as well, because I would be needing the OTP, and I'll let you know beforehand.
You'll be needing the what?
The one-time password. Oh. So once I log into Amazon, it's going to send you a call.
Oh, okay.
So I would just need that.
Okay, now, I see, because they'll send it to me and you're going to need it. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
All right,
perfect.
So I'll be back Thursday afternoon, so I'd rather have you do things right and not fast. I just needed, I was just surprised I didn't hear back from you yesterday. So I write, you gave me 2 emails for you. I write to you, and sometimes your emails go to spam. Sorry about that. It seems like you should say, don't put these in spam. Put them in my regular email, right?
That's not your concern. It's something Google's messing up. It happened with 2 of my clients as well. I sent them email, and somewhere or the other, it landed up in their junk or spam folder, even though they have my email saved and not spammed. So nothing to worry about. I'll have these things noted. And everything is taken care of from your book. All you need is the ISBN number that you provided. I'll have that added, and we're going to proceed ahead. So everything is taken care of.
Okay, so remember, you're going to need to change that on the copyright page and then use the barcode I sent you for the back, right?
Yep, I'm going to change that as well.
Okay, just make sure that they match, because I think that would be a problem,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That
okay.
is on my
All right,
mind.
Josh, thank you for calling me.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, all right, see you later. You too,
thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.